Goshen will kick off to start the third quarter. They'll have the wind at their back, and there still is a bit of a breeze blowing on this Friday evening. It'll be Macias Lopez to boot it away. Warsaw's still huddled up in front of Ty Francis on the far side. Now they deploy. You've got Reed and Harmon back deep, waiting at the 10-yard line for Macias. 34-0 Warsaw. 35 is the Mercy Rule limit. So if the Tigers would go down and score here, we'd have a running clock for the entire second half. And don't be surprised if Joey Huklinski does a try an onside kick here.
I was just thinking that.
And there's the boot. And it is an onside kick. And then the Tigers have it roll away from them. It's rolling around loose inside their 45-yard line, but somebody got on it.
Yep.
Villa was able to get to it. Nathan Villa. Warsaw takes over from their 43-yard line. Not that it's going to probably matter in the big picture of things, but still.
Right. We both kind of had a hunch there that Goshen may be trying to go for that onside kick just to kind of change things up a little bit.
Chicanery.
Yes.
The chicanery was in full force, and why not? You have nothing to lose there. Warsaw from their 43. And they've got their third quarterback of the game in, and Brody Duncan lunging forward after the initial contact at his own 48. And he's got a first down to the Goshen 47-yard line after a gain of 10. Cohen McCray is the quarterback. It looked for all the world 2 weeks ago that Cohen was going to be the starting quarterback against Snyder. And then Ethan Rivage outplayed him the week before the first game and won the starting job for that opening night.
And he had a heck of a game against Snyder.
Yes, he did. McCray certainly capable of running this offense. Perfect time to get him into the game. Most of the starters, as I can tell, are still out there. Option play left, and they hand off up the middle, and Duncan gets a yard to the 46. Stopped on the play by Miller for the Redhawks. Second down and 9.
I think you're right. This is a great time to get some reps for some guys that don't normally get reps on Friday nights. Those second and third stringers.
Except right now, it's McCray and the starters out there right now.
I think one more score, probably.
Probably. A couple different guys out here. We do have a new guy at wing. That is Brady Sauer. McCray on the handoff up the middle. First down and more for the Tigers. Brody Duncan with a huge run down to the 36-yard line. That is a gain of 10 yards. That's a gain of 10 yards and a first down for the Tigers.
That was just a simple run up the middle and just a kind of a jot to the left there to get the 10 yards.
10:17 left to play third quarter. Warsaw 34, Goshen nothing. The Tigers marching toward the west end. Darkness has beset Goshen, so the lights have taken full effect. From the middle of the field at the 36, McCray on the pitch to the right, Sauer. He sheds off one guy, but he can't shed off both. And he'll be thrown for no gain officially. Sauer is quite an interesting character. Brady is a sophomore. The program lists him at 5'8", 180. If he's 5'8", I'm 6'3". Let's call him 5'4". But we saw him in the scrimmage, Andy.
Yeah.
And he was terrific.
Yes,
he is
he was.
Hard to tackle because
absolutely.
He's as wide as he is tall, and he is really strong. McCray hands off Duncan, breaks one tackle, gets inside the 35-yard line, and goes down at the 34. That's a gain of 3 yards for the senior fullback. Third down and 8 coming up for the Tigers with exactly 9 minutes to play in the third quarter. Warsaw leading 34-0 at Goshen.
Goshen's defensive front these last couple plays have gotten some penetration a little bit.
McCray looking over at the sidelines. They signal in a play. And they have numbers on the board. Third and eight. Play clock at nine as McCray and the offense come to the line of scrimmage at the Goshen 34. McCray on the counter, hands off to Harmon. Harmon's going to have it stuffed. Oh, the ball came out. The ball came out. Goshen says they've got it, but the official is coming in and saying that he was down. They'd blown the play bet, play dead. It's a gain of two. That's up. It's up fourth down and a six from the Red Hawk 32. Tigers have not been stopped. They've had one fourth down. They scored on it. McCray stands up. They are changing the play at the line of scrimmage. Play clock at 10. They have plenty of time. Cohen calls out the play. Now goes under center. Takes a snap. Pitch right. Oh, it goes through Sauer's hands. And this time the Redhawks do recover. The pitch was head high. And it's recovered by Goshen. And the first turnover of the game belongs to the Tigers with 7:45 left to go in the third quarter.
And that opening drive, and I know we had some guys playing in there that haven't played yet this game, but that drive was not crisp, not sharp at all. So let's see if our defense can make a stop here.
So the Red Hawks take over at their own 37-yard line with 7:45 left to play here in the third quarter. And Diaz quickly throws out the far side. The pass is incomplete.
Ooh.
Pass was incomplete. Diaz looking out into the flat for Elliott. Had him. It went right through his hands. Parker Sweet wisely scooped it up and took off with it, although I don't think it was that close to being a forward pass or a backward pass. Second down and 10.
Good instincts, though. You see a ball laying on the ground, pick it up.
Diaz takes the snap, drops the throw, quick throw near side. It's caught. It's caught by Colton Rapp, and Rapp dives forward. It gets across the 40. They'll mark him down at the 45-yard line. That's a gain of 8 yards and sets up third down and two.
They're going quick.
They want to go quick all the time. They just haven't had a chance really to do it. Diaz fakes the pass, now takes off and runs, gets hit the 45, ran into his own guy, and then gets pushed backwards. And they'll give him a yard to the 46, but he didn't make the first down yardage. Quentin Wilson with the stop. It's fourth down and one, and Goshen going to run right to the line of scrimmage. Snap it. Diaz fumbled the ball. He picked it up. He stopped, and I don't think he made it.
Ooh.
They give him the ball past the 46-yard line, but he had to get to the 47. And if that's all the farther they mark it, it's first down Warsaw. And the Tigers have held.
It's funny. You've talked about this in the past where the refs come in and mark it differently.
Yes.
The far ref had it at, like, the 47.
Well, this isn't even close.
No.
I mean, the marker's at the 47-yard line.
Yeah.
The Goshen players are all pointing it's first down. But it's not. It's almost a whole yard short. And what, can you believe they're going to measure with 7:01 to go in the third quarter of a 34-0 game?
That's almost a yard short.
I mean, it's really not that close. There's one end down. There goes the other end down. First down, Warsaw by 2 feet. Warsaw is held with 7:01 left to play here in the third quarter. 34-0 Tigers, and they take over on downs at the Red Hawk 46-yard line.
Some good defensive pursuit there by the Tiger defensive line, thwarting Carter Diaz's attack. I couldn't see the number. One of our defenders actually grabbed him around the waist and just pulled him back.
Yeah, kind of reminded me of J.J. Finch on Fitzpatrick last week.
Yep.
7:01 left, third quarter. Warsaw 34, Goshen nothing. Tiger offense back out on the field. And McCray's going to keep it this time. He'll fake the handoff up the middle. Cohen will struggle forward and get 3 yards to the Red Hawk 43-yard line. Cohen's mama was a former Lady Tiger basketball player back in the day. Of course, his Grandpa is Jim Kessler, former Grace College men's basketball coach, legendary Hall of Fame coach. Several Hall of Fames, all earned. Hey, Cohen, no pressure. Second and seven. And they're going to run it up the middle. This is the fullback. Then get to the 39-yard line. And I got number 21 in the game. We now have a 21. Everybody's looking at me. I have no idea. I have no idea who that is. We'll find out from Michael during the commercial break the next time we get a chance. Just put 21 on the score sheet. Put him in there wherever you can fit him. If you have to go down to the secondary. No, that's Goshen.
Ah.
Option play. Again, fullback up the middle. And they're going to give him yardage just outside the 36-yard line. 21 on 21. Elliott with the stop on Warsaw's number 21. It's fourth down and about a foot with 5:18 to go in the third quarter.
Credit to Goshen's defense.
More so with a lot of new guys now in the game. Although Harmon is still in as a wing on the right. And it's a quarterback sneak, and McCray is going to get the first down inside the 35-yard line. They did push him back, but going to give him to the 35 officially. That's a gain of 2 yards. First down, Tigers, with 4:55 left to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 34-0. Warsaw with the lead.
That looked eerily similar to the Philadelphia Eagles' famed tush push.
Yes. Your thoughts on the tush push?
I go back and forth. I mean, it is a football play, but I don't know. I agree.
McCray pitches back. Harmon looking to go left. Turns up field at the 35. Gets thrown down along the Tiger sideline at the 32-yard line. Yes, give him a gain of 3 on the play. Second down and 7. The clock continues to move in the southwest corner of Foreman Field. It's a great old field. They went to natural grass to turf a few years back, and now when Concord's new stadium is complete, all the teams in the NLC will have turf. And I will be honest, I thought I'd stop broadcasting before I'd ever see that happen. And it's a handoff up the middle across the 30-yard line to the 29-yard line. Third down and 4 coming up for the Tigers.
And here's where that time of possession number is going to get big for Warsaw.
Yes.
We're just.
Yep. Grinding it out now. Letting that clock churn. Third down and 4 from the Goshen 29. Handoff up the middle. Our mysterious number 21 gets down to near the 26-yard line. Short of the first down by about half a yard. It's fourth down and less than 1 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Kind of just want to tap on the glass here and ask.
Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to
next commercial break.
When he's not working.
That's right.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to tap on the glass and you're going to go, who's 21?
I'll write him a little note here.
Got no problem with that. Two wideouts right. One back in the backfield. Fourth and a yard. First down. Carry inside the 25-yard line. They push him back, but he got 2 yards, and that's plenty. Another first down for Warsaw with 2:29 left to go in the third quarter. Warsaw leading 34-0.
And this is kind of the running clock without having the running clock.
Yes.
This has been a quick third quarter.
Well, that time they didn't even stop the clock to move the chains. They kept the clock moving.
Okay.
Which, technically, they're not supposed to do that, but I don't think anybody's going to complain.
No.
Certainly not the three of us.
No.
Make it 4. I'm sure Steve, back at the station would concur. From the 24, counter play. Harmon hit at the line of scrimmage, thrown backwards, still on his feet, but he won't get back to the line of scrimmage. They're going to give him that whole loss back to the 28-yard line, so it's a loss of four on the play for Wyatt. We're down to a minute and a half left to go in the third quarter with Warsaw leading 34-0. Warsaw will be 2-1 and 1-0 in the conference with the W game on the horizon. Alumni night, again, there's a story about alumni night online at warsawtigers.com. I know because I put it there. So go there if you haven't registered. They want to know that you're coming, so they make sure and have enough food for everybody. McCray, option up the middle. And this will be the fullback to the 24-yard line. That is Jack Bradford on the carry. So add him to the list.
All right. Tiger baseball player.
So Bradford getting a chance on a Friday night. 42 seconds to go in our third stanza. 34-0 Warsaw. Tigers slowly grinding out this drive to the Goshen 34. It's third down and 11. McCray, and he's going to keep it and turn up field, and he gets to the 21-yard line. That's a gain of 4 yards. Fourth down for the Tigers coming up when we start the fourth quarter of play. Warsaw 34, Goshen nothing. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw.